local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive home each and every day. Text line 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 2626-111. Austin, how are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing terrific. I had a very good last night after work.
Okay, what happened?
I didn't want to give any confirmation of it because I didn't know we would, but I knew we may have been getting a puppy yesterday. My family may have been. Yeah, we've gone a few years without a dog, and we did get him. His name is Dexter. He's a Boston Terrier. He's about 3 months old. I can show you a photo later, but yeah, very
appreciate
very,
that.
Very charismatic little guy.
Is Dexter already so in your household? Because you live with your parents, right? So it's
yes.
Is it any siblings or is it just the three of you?
I have my brother there.
Okay,
as well.
All right. So has Dexter naturally gravitated towards anyone in particular right now?
He likes my brother a lot. But that's because we've been spending more time with him. Cause I mean, I just got into work a little while ago and, my brother's home for today. So, I mean, it's like, he's really taken a liking to us, but I mean, He really likes my mom as well. I think he's the first one that my mom saw. So, you know, there's that sort of thing as well, but yeah, he's really taken to the family.
That's good. My wife and I have had, I mean, we'll be married. So you see 2018. So this year marks what is that? Six years.
Six. Yeah.
We have had just this ongoing feud over whether or not we would ever have a dog. And it's not that one of us likes dogs, the other doesn't. We both like dogs, but we have very different ideas on the type of dog that we would want in the house. I am like a person that wants a little mini. Not a poodle, but like just like a dog that just stays small.
Yeah, I know what you mean. A smaller breed, yeah.
A very small breed.
Dog.
One that doesn't shed, you know, where it can run around, do whatever. It can wrestle with Miha, and there's not dog hair that I have to vacuum up all the time. Like the home stays relatively clean with the dog in there.
Honestly, a Boston Terrier may be a good breed. Because it does say relatively small, and I think a lot of them have shorter hair.
My wife, on the other hand, wants she is from northern Escambia County. She wants the larger dog that doesn't stay inside at all. It's just out and around and, you know, killing snakes and all that. So she absolutely refuses to compromise on that. And I have so far just given in to the idea that we will never have a dog. Unless I just come home with one day.
Yes.
And say,
that won't be an argument at all.
Hey, this is our life now.
$1,200 later. Look at this dog I got.
Yeah.
That's, that would be bold.
I have asked her if she would be open to, perhaps dog sitting for, you know, somebody in our church if they needed. There's one particular family that has exactly the type of dog that I'm thinking of and want, and they are talking about breeding in the future. And I'm like, hey, keep us in mind if you ever decide to, you know, give one away. To which my wife says, absolutely not. Another thing that I realized about myself today, Austin, is I'm old, man.
Really?
I am old.
Well, what are you, like 37?
I am 37, and I stayed up till 1:30 this morning playing NCAA football, and got woken up at around 6:30 this morning, and I am in rough shape right now. I need some of that Mountain Dew that you got in your giant thermos.
I don't know how much that's going to help you. I mean, it may have caffeine, but it's not Mountain Dew, but it doesn't have sugar in it.
Yeah, but I would like to think that I would be able, once we get home this evening, to go all in again for another 6-7 hours. We'll see. Probably not, because I need to catch up at some point. Texter says, hey, why don't you just get both? Big outside dog for her and a tiny little one for me. The issue is not that my wife would not want to have an outside dog. It's just she wants nothing to do with the inside dog. So that would not be a compromise. And frankly, I'm not sure that I would want two dogs anyway.
Yeah.
4:15, we'll get our top three stories right after traffic and weather.
All righty. Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we did get a report, if you were traveling westbound on Airport Boulevard, of a stalled vehicle that was starting some holdups. It doesn't appear to be anything too severe on the roads from what I'm seeing. Maybe a little bit here and there on Airport, but it is minor at this time. Outside of that, though, it's going to be North Davis Highway has having a little bit of backups if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Do have some backups developing on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Highway 98, and some very, very heavy backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. The last major spots are going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
We're running a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms right on through the next several days and really even into the weekend as well. So look for those to be scattered, and at times heavy rain will fall with thunder and lightning. The heat will still be on as well. Hot highs running between 90 and 95. Heat index values will be in the triple digits, and overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, top three stories today. Congress gearing up for a multi-committee investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump.
In one of those buildings where bad guys could do bad things, we had the good guys on. We had the counter-snipers. So there's a pretty small number. The fundamental question is, why weren't they secure, right? And that's what all the experts tell us. Those buildings should have been secured within a certain, you know, so many yards out.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan there. House Oversight Committee James Comer announcing Monday that Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will appear at a public hearing as the agency is facing intense scrutiny following the shooting. Reports say Secret Service received intelligence that the Iranian government was plotting to kill former President Trump. The intel came weeks before Saturday's attempt. The warning prompted increased security around Trump as he campaigned across the country. The Trump team was aware there is no known connection between the lone gunman who opened fire on Trump and the Iranian plot. And also, the Republican National Convention into day two now, putting a spotlight on immigration and crime today. The theme is Make America Safe Again, with speakers on deck talking about supporting law enforcement, securing the southern border. Among the speakers, former Trump challenger Nikki Haley will be speaking on the importance of party unity. A couple of our local updates today. FHP troopers today say a 41-year-old Pensacola woman wanted in a fatal hit-and-run crash has now been taken into custody. The arrest was made in Kentucky a day after a warrant was issued for Jessica Hendrickson. She was driving on U.S. 41. A tag alert was issued to local law enforcement matching the description of her boyfriend's car, which she's been known to use frequently. She was taken into custody following a traffic stop. She had a warrant issued following the death last June of 61-year-old Jeff Nichols. Today, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves talking about an idea that a local development company too actually have to bring a mixed-use neighborhood to the Community Maritime Park next to Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Do I believe in the project? Sure. I believe that we're all kind of tired of inaction. And the investment of this park was to have a great baseball park, of which we have. And we've now spent the last decade plus of inaction.
And Mayor Reeves says the plans include a 4-star hotel, retail center, and a 12-story apartment complex with a 3-story parking garage. The developer, Inspired Communities of Florida, would exceed height restrictions by committing 40% of the apartments to affordable rent. That would be calculated using the area's median income, or AMI. The developer says if the project is approved, it would create 750 to 1,000 jobs in downtown Pensacola. Good news for the Beulah area, massive transportation project now receiving full funding. That, according to Channel 3, Senator Doug Broxson confirmed the $240 million needed for the Beulah interchange project on I-10 and Beulah Road had been secured through state and federal grants. Sproxton says those funds had originally been earmarked for projects in South and Central Florida. Work is expected to start next year and will provide quick access to Beulah and the Navy Federal Campus on Nine Mile Road. 420, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines, including a report from our Bobby Rossi in Milwaukee. That's coming up right after the break.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, the Republican National Convention. That's right, in Milwaukee. I'm on location covering all of it, the speeches, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the pepper spray. That's right, you can be listening every morning. We're going to be doing reports and interviews about the convention and still covering all of the local news from Milwaukee. But that's right, at the RNC all week, the Pensacola Morning News, and you can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Twenty-three here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now. Getting an update right now from Bobby Rossi, who is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. Let's find out what's going on today.
So today there is what's called a free day here at the RNC. And so there's just a bunch of different events, like the different Republican groups from different states are getting together. There was a big, huge shindig over at the Harley-Davidson Museum here in Milwaukee. And I went down there a little bit earlier. And when I got down there, disappointingly, they decided that they had so many delegates show up there, they had to exclude the media, so I wasn't able to go hang out with that. But I went to a couple of other events right there. Andrew McKay and I went to what's called Convention Fest. It's just a bunch of vendors, as well like food vendors and other kinds of exhibits. They had a replica of the Oval Office that you can walk through. There's just a bunch of different information like that as well. Some different groups like Heritage Foundation is here, things like that. Getting through security was much easier, but I'm sure you've seen the news by now. Right when we got here, there was this crazy amount of police traffic and things like that. Turns out it's because somebody with a knife was outside of the perimeter, actually really close to where Andrew McKay and I both were. And that's kind of where everything went down. That's why we got stopped in traffic, let all these police go by. We thought it was maybe another procession or motorcade for an executive. Nope, turns out it was a security situation that they were all rushing to. So I'll give you another update here a little bit later on Pensacola Right Now. I'm Bobby Rossi.
All right. Thank you very much, Bobby. 425, also, what are you seeing out there on the roads?
Well, the first thing I'm seeing is that this traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more about that at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, Joe, not seeing a ton going on that we wouldn't normally see at around this hour. We do have some backups on Airport Boulevard if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and some on North Davis itself if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Then it's going to be a little bit of backups on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98. Heavy congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And then the last couple of major spots are Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, and Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
Hot, humid weather continues through the rest of this week, into the weekend as well, and there's a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms. Look for those to be scattered really each and every day. Rain chance is a little bit higher than normal for this time of the year. So the sunshine also will heat things up, and hot highs will run between 90 and 95. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, 426 now. A heavy dose of Florida at tonight's convention for day two. Governor DeSantis will be one of the keynotes, along with Senators Rick Scott, Marco Rubio, former presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson as well. And tomorrow, Congressman Gates is expected to speak.
And with Florida's primary election fast approaching, there are some important deadlines looming. The last day to register to vote or change party affiliation is next Monday. That's July 22nd. The last day to request a vote-by-mail ballot is going to be August 8th. And it's important to note that new vote-by-mail requests must be made because prior requests expired in 2022. Florida's mandatory early voting period runs from August 10th through the 17th, and primary election day is August 20th.
A Seminole County teenager lucky to be alive after he was struck by lightning. 17-year-old Daniel Sharkey was hit around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon while he was doing yard work. He was taken to a hospital. Doctors say he's doing very well.
Oh, my goodness. Some applications are temporarily on hold for a program designed to help reduce premiums for Florida homeowners. A statement displayed on the My Safe Florida Homes website says that new funding for initial property inspections have been exhausted due to a rise in demand. Only applications for home hardening grants and final inspections will be available going forward. The program provides relief for residents who need help making repairs to their homes in order to protect them against future storms. Since 2022, the service has allocated more than $600 million.
National news, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he's deeply disappointed after being found guilty in his federal corruption trial. He spoke outside the courtroom, maintaining his innocence, saying he plans to appeal the verdict. Here was the prosecutor.
This wasn't politics as usual. This was politics for profit. And now that a jury has convicted Bob Menendez, his years of selling his office to the highest bidder have finally come to an end.
And Menendez faces decades in prison. Of course, a jury convicted him of accepting cash and gold bars in exchange for official favors while in office.
And the FBI says their search of the Bethel Park, Pennsylvania home of Thomas Crooks is complete. The Bureau finished their search on Monday after combing through the residence where the 20-year-old who shot former President Trump and three others at a rally on Saturday lived. Agents reportedly found a number of suspicious devices inside the home shared by Crooks and his family.
Could be some good news on the horizon when it comes to interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell spoke at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. yesterday. He says the central bank will likely not wait until inflation drops to 2% to cut interest rates. Powell says that if you wait until inflation gets all the way down to 2%, you've probably waited too long.
And President Biden being pressed to explain how he can turn down the heat in political discourse. In an interview yesterday with NBC News, Lester Holt asked Biden several times how he could contribute to toning down the rhetoric. Biden pivoted to former President Trump, saying he doesn't engage in that kind of language, while listing a number of times he thinks Trump did. During the interview, Biden was asked about telling donors recently that we're done talking about the debate, it's time to put Trump in a bullseye. While initially saying it was a mistake to use the word, he continued to insist that he hasn't engaged in that rhetoric.
Right. The Uvalde, Texas School District and Uvalde County Sheriff's Office have 20 days to release records about the police response to the 2022 school shooting. According to a judge's ruling yesterday, in the interest of transparency, A group of media outlets wants access to police body camera footage, emails, 911 calls, and other communications related to the shooting and its investigation.
And cleanup crews are busy this morning after multiple tornadoes and severe storms swept through the Chicago area. The National Weather Service reported several tornadoes touched down last night, including in the far western suburbs. Tornadoes were reported at both O'Hare and Midway airports. At last check, over 280,000 customers were without power. NWS is sending out survey teams to assess the damage in the region. Just a quick note on the President Biden thing. I heard that he tried to defend like the whole bullseye comment. Because he said, I didn't mean crosshairs. I meant literal bullseye. I don't really know how put him in the bullseye, though, like, makes sense. But maybe that's just me. I believe he didn't mean crosshairs, of course, but bullseye is nonetheless kind of weird.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Federal law enforcement sources have revealed a possible Iranian plot to assassinate former President Trump weeks before the Pennsylvania attempt. Pentagon spokesman Major General Patrick Ryder says he's aware of this news.
Yeah, I've seen those reports. I'd have to refer you to DHS or DOJ for any questions on that.
The Iran scheme appears to be unrelated to Saturday's shooting targeting Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally. House Republicans are demanding answers from the Secret Service following Saturday's assassination attempt. Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the Oversight Committee will hold a hearing next week with Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle expected to testify.
We're going to have a hearing Monday, and we're going to ask some serious questions that she's going to have to answer, and I'm real concerned about her competence.
The committee has now issued a subpoena for Cheadle to appear. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon Prime Day is here, but experts are warning consumers to be on the lookout for scams. They're saying phishing attempts increase amid the heavy spending seen during significant sales events, whether it be Black Friday or Prime Day, according to the Better Business Bureau. Experts saying the promotion presents an enormous opportunity for a would-be scammer. U.S. airlines are continuing to struggle with a weak domestic market that's looming large over the second half of the year. Delta Airlines' second quarter earnings last week stoked those fears, and United Airlines is set to report its earnings after the bell tomorrow, with American Airlines Group following next Thursday. Big gains today on Wall Street, led by the surging Dow Jones Industrial Average that set a record for the second day in a row, up more than 742 points. U.S. oil futures for August fell to under $81 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. We all know football drives the college athletics train, and we've seen plenty of conference changes recently because of it. I do think there's a misnomer out there, though, that the Big Ten and SEC will be hungry to add a good amount of schools in the future. The Big Ten and SEC are now the power conferences, and unless you're Notre Dame, Florida State, Clemson, and maybe Miami, I wouldn't get my hopes up of getting asked to join either of the two forces that lead college football. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Speed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you.
Paid for by NHTSA.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas reminds you to be 1 week ready. You can learn more at gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. Again, that is gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident report. This is going to be on Beverly Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from the Highway 29 area. We do have some backups developing over there. We also have some backups here and there on Brent Lane as well if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, so towards that same area, and North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound, passing I-10 and approaching Olive Road. Outside of that, some of the worst spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. We also have some backups if you're traveling westbound even further on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. And we did have some on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, but luckily those have greatly decreased.
Hot, humid weather continues through the rest of this week, into the weekend as well, and there's a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms. Look for those to be scattered really each and every day. Rain chance is a little bit higher than normal for this time of the year. So the sunshine also will heat things up, and hot highs will run between 90 and 95. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, we'll start with the MLB because we got another local headline there. Another local MLB draft pick today, TJ McCants, was drafted by the Chicago White Sox, a Joe represent, in the 16th round. After starring at Pensacola Catholic, he played at both Ole Miss and Alabama in college, and his brother, Jordan, was drafted by the Marlins in 2021 and is currently with Single-A Jupiter. Also, we had the 94th Midsummer Classic, we didn't have it. It is tonight, so we will have it soon. The American and National League All-Stars will play at Globe Life Field in Arlington. Pirates rookie Paul Skeens, of course everybody knows his name by now, he starts for the National League, while the Orioles ace Corbin Burnes will take the bump for the American League. The game will be starting at 7 o'clock on Fox. Outside of that, in the NBA, some unfortunate news here. Kobe Bryant's father is dead at the age of 69. Joe, or as they called him, Jelly Bean Bryant, was a former NBA player, and according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, he suffered a massive stroke, and that was his cause of death there. So very unfortunate news. In the NFL, former Broncos player Terrell Davis says that he's humiliated, embarrassed, and angry after he was handcuffed and removed from a United Airlines flight. It happened on Saturday while he was flying from Denver to California with his wife and kids. Davis says he tapped on a flight attendant's arm and asked for a cup of ice before the attendant allegedly shouted something to the effect of, "Don't hit me." Officers escorted the Hall of Famer off the plane after it landed, but later determined he did nothing wrong. This is the today is the first I'm hearing about that. I don't know what that would be about. I mean, assuming that he's telling the story truthfully, very, very concerning headline there. And NFL training camps are opening across the NFL this week. The Houston Texans will be the first team in camp tomorrow, while the Chicago Bears will have their first practice on Saturday. Those two teams are starting first because they'll feature in the Hall of Fame game on Thursday, August 1st. Just a couple of weeks away, man. I can't believe how close we're getting. All 32 teams will be in camp by next Wednesday. And thirdly here in the NFL, 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk officially requesting a trade. He's been San Francisco's leading receiver for the last two seasons, and he raked in over 1,300 yards last year through the air. So that will be quite a loss for the whole Niners. I don't know why I blinked on their team. I just said the name. And Joe, I noticed that you put this in the script. I'm glad you put this in here. I wasn't gonna. I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's too social media based. Maybe I'm just too sensitive. I thought I wasn't going to, I thought I was, we were not going to talk about it.
All right.
But college football reporter Brett McMurphy says that FSU may be facing an uphill battle to get into one of college football's top two conferences. McMurphy says that while their top choices would be the Big Ten or SEC, he cites sources saying that there are multiple concerns about adding FSU. Those include it not making financial sense for either conference, there just being no desire for expansion, and FSU having shown it's not a good partner. I think the term Brett McMurphy used was a disruptive partner. Joe, how about you tell me what you think of this first?
We talked about this maybe a week or two ago, where the idea that the Florida State administration is going to do all of this, they're going to spend all this money or whatever trying to get out of the ACC,
right?
Only for them to go to the Big 12? I was like, okay. I mean,
and
how
we
much,
questioned if that was.
I'm
worth
not sure
it.
How much more. Yeah, how, is that worth it? How much more money are they making? Now, the one caveat to McMurphy's story was that, well, that could change if the ACC were to fall apart as a whole, because at that point, the idea is like, okay, so then you have the two power conferences that are basically saying, looking at the competition and saying, oh, okay, well, if they get this team, we may want to get these team or these two and that two, because that's really how expansion has gone, right?
Right.
SEC gets two, Big Ten gets two more, and so forth and so on. So, but if the ACC is intact, Florida State is able to be let out. They're saying, SEC and the Big Ten may not be like, hey, you know, best of luck to you, but you know, there's really not much incentive.
Right.
For us to add you to the conference.
Well, and that's the thing. For them to say, hey, listen, we expanded. And you have to consider internal issues. Remember how Texas A&M reacted when they got Oklahoma and even more so Texas? You know, they may not, the SEC may not want something like that between Florida and Florida State or whatever. And yeah, they may not want to worry about this beef with the Big Ten that has seemingly dissolved for a bit. So I totally get the no appetite for more expansion. I do not understand how it doesn't make financial sense. I don't get that.
TV markets, like what is what
I don't want to money. They make a lot of money. They're a good recruiter. They would be competitive at least over time. Okay, they would have high-profile games against, obviously, Florida, but also maybe Georgia or Alabama if they're good enough to compete. LSU, they had a heck of a game against LSU just a couple years ago. I mean, they play well against the SEC.
Okay, but you are then, as the SEC, by bringing them in, they are forcing the conference to give them a share of the TV money that's already being distributed to 16 schools. And so from the conference, it's like, okay, for us to give you $40, $50, $60 million a year,
right,
what is the value that you are bringing us that we aren't already getting week in, week out? Because, you know, the Big Ten decided they were going to just get the TV markets, right? I mean, Rutgers is Rutgers, but what are they doing with the Big Ten Network when it started? They are getting the Big Ten Network into the New York television market. Now, whether people watch it or not, yeah, it's irrelevant, but the cable at the time were having to subscribe to it, so they were available in the New York market. Los Angeles, USC, UCLA.
Yeah, it's one thing
but,
to say.
So Tallahassee, no offense,
it's far from the biggest market in Florida.
Yeah. So I mean, I think that's where they're primarily coming from. I mean, yeah, I mean, Florida State's a good football program, and they have been since Bobby Bowden. But from an economic standpoint, what is the, you know, because obviously Texas and Oklahoma, well, that's pretty, you know, we're talking major brands with.
They're the undisputed faces of their states. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
But anyway.
I get it, but at the same time, I don't, because, I mean, I'm not trying to overcomplicate it here. FSU makes you a lot of money, and they turn a lot of heads. I think that's worth it to me. I don't think – whatever. I'm not – you know what? We've wasted too much time. I'll talk more about it next hour. You can best believe that. All right. Just past 4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Got very heavy backups on Beverly Parkway now. This is if you're traveling westbound. We do have confirmation of an accident there that's going to push you up basically past Palafox Street, closer to Brent Lane. We do have some backups reaching that far. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And then we do have some backups worsening on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
We're running a pretty good chance for showers and thunderstorms right on through the next several days and really even into the weekend as well. So look for those to be scattered, and at times heavy rain will fall with thunder and lightning. The heat will still be on as well. Hot highs running between 90 and 95. Heat index values will be in the triple digits, and overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, quick rundown here of some health, business, and science notes today. A new inexpensive malaria vaccine is expected to be making its way around Africa. The $4 a dose vaccine was developed at the University of Oxford and the Serum Institute of India, started getting administered in the Ivory Coast and is heading to Sudan. It was approved by the World Health Organization last year.
And this fall, the only green dinosaur fossil ever discovered is going on display at the Natural History Museum of LA County. The long-necked, long-tailed herbivore lived during the late Jurassic era, making it older than the T-Rex. It was found in the Badlands of Utah in 2007. Experts note that most dinosaur fossils are brown or black. This one gets its rare green color from a mineral called selenite. Sure. Which forms in volcanic or hydrothermal conditions, usually destroying buried bones.
And also, Delta is changing its employee uniform policy. This comes after the airline came under fire last week for a social media post seeming to defend an outraged commenter on seeing flight attendants wearing Palestinian flag pins. Delta apologized and said the employee responsible has been removed from handling social media. Delta will now ban employees from wearing pins representing any country or nationality except the U.S. Mm. Pop culture notes. Austin, we have another entry for worst national anthem rendition all time.
Yep.
I have not heard the full rendition.
I've heard most of it. I've heard why it's getting hate.
This is Ingrid Andress?
Ingrid Andress. I actually saw her at the Sandshaker before a Cat Country 98.7 gig.
Did
at,
she sound anything like she did last night?
No, I didn't hear much talking out of her. I will say, though, this was a hard listen.
All right. So here is part of it here.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
Austin, put your headphones back on.
That our flag was still there.
All right, I've heard enough.
Yes, you have. We all have, my friend.
So she obviously started trending on social media. First time I've heard of her, so that's not great.
not a good first impression.
I'm not
right.
sure where that fits on the scale. Fergie's still pretty high up there.
Oh,
as
she
is
was rough.
Carl Lewis and then the other performer whose name I don't remember before the Cowboys game, like in 2008 or something. Today, though, Andress posted a statement on X saying, quote, "I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night."
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, like, that's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, just a sorry situation all around. Real quickly here, right before break, Jack Black says that he was blindsided by a comment made by his bandmate of Tenacious D, Kyle Gass, about the assassination attempt of former President Trump. While performing in Sydney on Sunday for their Tenacious D tour, Black gave Gass a cake for his birthday and asked him to make a wish, to which Gass said, "Don't miss Trump next time." Black said he would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence and decided to cancel the rest of the band's tour and put any future creative plans on hold.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea there.
Yeah, that's tough.
Go ahead.
Well, I was about to say, I thought we could say it in unison. That would be sweet. 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, some wacky stories followed by some good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Join Freedom's Found Coffee on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. Freedom's Found Coffee founder and combat veteran Raymond Hare will share the mission of Pensacola's new coffee shop and support offered to the military, veteran, and first responder community. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends downtown for another gallery night. This month's theme is Chalk Walk on Palafox. See gallerynightpensacola.org for more info. The Perdido Key Fishing Rodeo is Friday through Sunday. Weigh-ins are at 2 to 5 each day with raffle drawings and awards beginning at 5 at and around Entertainer Bait and Tackle on Perdido Key Drive. See perdidochamber.com for more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. Winding down here on hour number one, Texture says, I thought being drunk actually makes you sing better. Yes,
makes you think so.
To yourself.
Right.
That's how that works there. listen, you tune in to us to get caught up on everything going on in your world, whether that's national, state, local, pop culture, entertainment, all that. We certainly appreciate that. But don't think anybody had it on their bingo card today. To be regaled by a tale of Bobby Rossi using the bathroom at the RNC. Here's that story.
Okay, so I had a first ever experience I got to tell you about real quick. So Andrew and I went to Convention Fest, and I had to go to the restroom. So we go over to the restroom, and it just said all genders. Okay. I just assumed there's like, because I've been to all gender bathrooms before, and you just open up the door, and there's, you know, one stall, right? Like, it's just like one bathroom by itself, and you just take turns. So I figured they just have a bunch of doors you go into. So I walk around this corner, go into the bathroom, and a woman is coming out of a stall. It's just a bunch of stalls, and a woman is coming out of the stall right when I walk into the bathroom. And I, like, for a minute there, I had that little adrenaline rush. Like, I walked into the wrong bathroom, and I had to rush out real quick, and I realized it said all genders. So I guess we all come in here, male, female, and otherwise. And, so that was a new experience at the Bayard Center over here at the RNC. The session 3 is about to start. Andrew and I are grabbing something to eat real quick at a German restaurant we found over here right next to the Fiserv Center. And so we're going to head over there in just a little bit, and I'll give you an update from inside the arena.
Dude, all right, dude's just giving us stories. Story time with Bobby. That's what it is currently, at least, I guess. I don't know.
That was, I thought they were at the RNC, not the DNC.
In all seriousness, Milwaukee's a pretty left-leaning town, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I thought so. I could be wrong, but I don't know. Whatever. Thank you, Bobby, for that. Genuinely.
More on Bobby's bathroom adventures in the next hour.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. Alrighty, just past 4:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Still got some pretty heavy backups on Beverly Parkway traveling westbound. It's backing you up to Highway 29. There was an accident in that area earlier this hour causing the congestion there. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and a little bit lingering on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you. Recapping our top stories of the day, Congress gearing up for a multi-committee investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. House Oversight Committee announcing that Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will appear at a public hearing as the agency is facing intense scrutiny. Also, reports say the Secret Service was aware of intelligence that the Iranian government was plotting to kill former President Trump. The intel came weeks before the attempted assassination on Saturday. There's no known connection between the gunman on Saturday and the Iranian plot. The warning did prompt increased security around Trump. And tonight, the Republican National Convention, as we just heard, continuing with the theme of Make America Safe Again. A lot of speakers from Florida on tap for tonight, including Governor Ron DeSantis, Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio as well. Taking a look here at some wackier stories and good news making the rounds. Austin, somebody on Reddit claims that when you call customer service, the quickest way to get an actual human on the phone is to drop a few F-bombs.
Really?
That's new to me because I just press zero over and over and over again and hope that works.
Right.
Apparently, the AI will flag you as disgruntled and transfer you immediately We're still not sure if this works, so Austin will now call his bank on the air and demonstrate that for us.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. This is definitely something I could do off air. I could definitely see me doing this and finding this out by accident. But yeah, not going to test it out here. Also, the Orange County Sheriff's Department warning of so-called hugging robbers. A man says a woman got out of a car, walked up his driveway with her arms out for a hug, then forcibly tried to take the gold chain around his neck. The woman and a man, who was the suspected getaway driver, have since been arrested, and police say the pair may be connected with similar incidents in Orange County and the surrounding counties. Love hurts.
Yeah, yeah. Looking at some good news here, a 100-year-old woman is celebrating after finally getting her diploma from Farrington High School in Honolulu. Ethel Nishimoto was denied a graduation ceremony in the aftermath of Pearl Harbor. Sunday was her 100th birthday. Her family surprised her with her diploma with the help of Farrington High School officials. Had a cap and gown for her to wear as she accepted the diploma 82 years later.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Busy first hour. We've got more from the Republican National Convention coming up in hour number two. Bobby Rossi joining us at 5:35. And we'll stick around here, Channel 3 News at 5 on the way now.